So we had a big departure from the world of sports yesterday, but it was not an athlete. It was not a coach. It was not a GM. It was not an owner. It instead was a journalist, so-called.
Uh-oh.
Saw that debate waging yesterday. Adrian Wojnarowski. Kenny, Woj is gone. Yeah. He is calling it quits after all these years. And he did it with a very, very extensive sentimental tweet. He was at ESPN for 7 years. Before that, he was at Yahoo. Before that, he was all over the place. I think he was in New Jersey. He was in California. And he became the pinnacle. If it's not Adam Schefter, right? I mean, we can have that debate about him versus Schefter and later Shams. But when it comes to sports news breaking, Woj, would you have him at the Zenith?
The pinnacle, yeah. Why? Why, but go ahead.
Well, it's very interesting because he's leaving to become the GM of St. Bonaventure. And I know even that term is bizarre to people. Now the college programs with NIL, Transfer Portal, to manage all that.
Western New York, Olean, New York, I believe is where it's located.
Olean? They are now going with GMs. We're seeing GMs at all sorts of programs, but not St. Bonaventure. Normally these roles are reserved for the big-time programs. So the first thing is, Woj, do you even care that the lead newsbreaker, maybe in all of sports,
is leaving. I have to follow the news, so yeah, I do care about that. I thought that was a little bit surprising too. It was a little bit surprising that he went to go be the general manager at St. Bonaventure, because it was also surprising where I made a joke to a couple of people I know. Go, hey, if you need a GM, and they go, he's going to hate that job. He's absolutely going to hate it. This was silly as hell. Silly as hell. And I go, what do you mean? And there were so many people, oh, he doesn't have to be around a cell phone anymore. He doesn't have to stay tethered to it all the time. And there was these great big send-offs as if like, and they're going, no, he's going to be on the cell phone even more now. Or just as much as he was before. I go, there's no way. I go, oh, yeah. Because the guy, but I will say, the guys I know are football guys, mm-hmm. and so you're dealing with 100 people
there.
Yeah,
a lot less players.
So there's a lot less players with St. Bonaventure. So probably to what he was doing, it's going to have a lot less cell phone time, screen time, things like that, but still going to require a lot of screen time, apparently, from what I'm told.
Well, yeah, if he takes the job seriously, and according to all the accounts of people that know Woj and competed with him, they said there's nobody more competitive.
Well, if he's taking it so seriously, then why is he retiring?
Yeah, so that's interesting.
That's not a retirement.
The interesting thing here. Just that job in general, Kenny. This is one of the weird things that comes up in conversation with buddies, because like they know what I do, and I'm like, I don't devote this kind of time, and they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, Woj can't even take a shower, and he actually brought that up, that he actually had a rack in his shower for his phone to go.
Oh, come on.
Where he would have it on, so any texts that come through at any point, he could stop what he was doing, wipe off the phone or whatever, and start texting.
Adrian Wojnarowski?
Yes. And Schefter's like, yeah, that's how it is. Like, Schefter confirmed it. That's what this job is. So he got paid the big bucks. He had 3 years left on his contract. I don't know specifically, was it rumored, Mitch, what he was making?
It was. I think he said he was walking away from like $20 million.
Okay, so if I asked anybody listening right now, would you take this job for $20 million? Of course, everybody would say yes. I think after 3 months on the job, I think a lot of people for their sanity might walk away. I think it is that crazy of a job. I don't think people even understand how much of a no life that Woj had. Now, maybe some people want to get away from their lives, and so they'd agree to those terms if they had a very understanding wife or partner and understanding kids. But you could not have a normal relationship with your kids with this job. You can't, even if like, well, you could take vacations. There's no such thing. The NBA news cycle, just like the NFL news cycle, is 24/7 and year-round now. It's not like, oh, we have 3 months off. You don't. You have transactions that go down, you know, throughout the course of the year. You're always on the phone talking to. This isn't just, oh, he gets a text and he tweets it. He has background on all this stuff. He has news around all this stuff. And I'm telling you, while everybody would accept that job in a hurry, would take that job in a hurry, I think there's only a select few in the world that could do that job and continue and continue and continue.
Well, they might not do it to his level, but you mentioned Schefter.
Yeah.
You mentioned Sham Sharanya, who we've had on the show.
But if you didn't do it at his level, you would cease to exist. you would...
Well, Ian Rappaport...
You would stop getting
Tom
the
Tom Pelissero. I mean, they're both good. I mean, but I just don't... Like, there's him, and then there's kind of everybody else in a way.
But I...
And I've brought this up to you with Schefter. Like, people are like, well, Schefter... Like, he's kind of a... I'm not taking a shot at the guy. I know he went to Big J Journalism School here. I mean, is he not a PR arm of the NFL? They hand him things. He puts it out there. They see how people react, and then they react accordingly to the reaction of the fans.
100%.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is not necessarily Bob Woodward here now, is it? I'm sorry. It sounds like I'm taking a shot. Maybe in some ways I am, but I'm really not trying.
Well, I think it was. I think those guys put in the work to get there.
They did. I mean, I'm sure he had to do the gumshoe stuff to get there, but still, go ahead. Meanwhile, we got audio here.
Adam Schefter yesterday on ESPN had this to say about somebody who he certainly understands the lifestyle.
He wanted his life back. He didn't want to have to work on holidays. He didn't want to be away from more family gatherings. He didn't want to have to, as we had to do in the past, take a shower with your phone up against the shower door so you could see a text that's coming in, or take your phone with you to the urinal and hold it in one hand while you're trying to take care of your business in the other. That's the life that we live. And that was a life that he chose not to do any longer, because it takes over your life. You can't kind of do the job. You have to live the job. And he was done living the job. He wants to go live his life.
How long are you at the urinal?
I've done that.
I don't spend 2 minutes at the urinal. I can put it in my pocket for 30 seconds.
Does he have to get his prostate examined?
Then you're losing the story. Shams is getting it.
Because he can hold it for longer?
Well, you're saying cool, but that's why Woj became Woj.
That's insane. But congratulations. That's insane.
But aren't you
hearing all that from Schefter and going, okay, so clearly you're willing to give up all that time.
Give the job to somebody else and stop bitching. You make a lot of money to do it. You're on your phone. I don't care. There's a lot of other people doing a lot of things that they hate for a lot less than you. Oh, I'm going to be on my phone. Oh, I don't care. I really don't care. And I'm not just playing hard. I'm not tough talking Ken here. I don't care. I don't care that you're on your phone. If you don't want to do it, go give it to somebody else. You make a hell of a lot of money. I'm not going to hear you belly aching about you being on your phone.
That's what I'm saying. But this is the whole point of this, Kenny, is that Schefter read off all that stuff and said all that stuff about Woj, and Schefter's like, but I'm still good doing it. I am just fine. Not seeing my kid, not seeing my wife, not seeing my friends.
That's a little strong.
And not having a real life.
That's a little
because
strong.
Because you can't. You cannot have a real life. He cannot go on a golf trip with his buddies and not have the phone out 24/7, ruin the time of everybody around him.
I'll say this. This is fascinating. You can't tell me if you're not one of these people that we've just mentioned, they're not having a conversation with their family.
Exactly. You don't think Schefter's wife is like, hey, Adam, you've written your book, you're on ESPN every week or on every day, you're on podcasts, you're doing the tweets.
Michigan football is about to need you. They're about to be on their ass.
That's what I mean. You don't think his wife is saying, why can't you be like Adrian? You guys are competitors till the end. All right, I need you to compete. I need you to actually change your lifestyle.
One thing to say, but
maybe she likes the lifestyle too much. Who knows?
Away from that money. Yeah, it's a little bit difficult. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm just not going to. I got to get a separate port for my phone in the shower. Oh, God. Stop. Outstanding. It was interesting. Yeah, that's a tough job.
I think everybody listening is going, I would take that job in a hurry, and I think it would churn a lot of you right out of it.